Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 39, Justified by Grace, Abraham, the Blueprint of Faith. Abraham stands as one of Scripture's clearest demonstrations that righteousness has always come through faith, not through human effort. Long before Israel received commandments, rituals, or priesthood, God spoke a promise, and Abraham believed him. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Romans 4:3. That single moment reveals the heart of the gospel long before the gospel was fully unveiled. Abraham did not earn righteousness. He received it. He did not present a resume of obedience. He simply trusted the God who called him. Paul emphasizes this truth when he writes, "The promise comes by faith so that it may be by grace." Romans 4:16. Abraham's righteousness was not the result of discipline, devotion, or spiritual achievement. It was the result of believing the God who cannot lie. Scripture tells us that he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith. Romans 4:20. His confidence rested not in his own ability to fulfill God's word, but in God's ability to fulfill it. Abraham's faith was not perfect, but it was directed toward the one who is perfect, and that was enough. This is why Paul insists, "Understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham." Galatians 3:7. Abraham becomes the blueprint for every believer who comes after him. His story dismantles every attempt to make righteousness something we achieve through effort or religious performance. He had no law to keep, no rituals to perform, no system to follow. His righteousness came before circumcision, before commandments, before any external markers of devotion. God credited righteousness to him on the basis of faith alone. Grace, then, is not a New Testament innovation. It is the consistent pattern of God's dealings with humanity from the very beginning. Abraham shows us that God's way has always been grace received through believing his promise. The gospel does not introduce a new method of righteousness. It reveals the fullness of what God began in Genesis. Abraham believed, and righteousness was credited. We believe, and righteousness is credited. The pattern remains unchanged because God remains unchanged. Abraham's life invites us into the same rest, the rest of trusting a God who keeps his promises. His story reminds us that righteousness is not achieved but received, not earned but given, not secured by our strength but anchored in God's grace. What God began with Abraham, he continues in us, a people made righteous by faith in the one who is faithful. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.